Please note in the administrator's email to the developer on October 13th, 2016, basically the step-by-step process was enumerated, in which what we normally see on this is step one is the applicant would submit engineering construction plans. Once the engineering construction plans were reviewed, the applicant would submit an itemized cost estimate. And finally, once the itemized cost estimate was reviewed and approved, the applicant would then submit either a irrevocable letter of credit, performance bond, or a cash bond for the costs of the required improvements plus 10%. Please note that in both sections, section 11.2.9 and also 11.1.8 of even the September 2008 Taney County Development Guidance Code, even at that time it stated that the design and construction of all roads shall be in accordance with the requirements of Appendix L and the standards defined by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. At that time, Appendix L was the road and access standards. Not only would the current roadways under construction within the Emerald Point Phase 12 subdivision not meet the minimum requirements enumerated within the current road standards, they really would not even comply with the minimum standards as enumerated within Appendix L of the September 2008 Development Guidance Code. Just as an example, Appendix L would require that no street grade be in excess of 15%, I apologize. The Road and Bridge Administrator and the Planning Administrator have measured the grade of many of the proposed roadways, and some of those roadways have a grade in excess of 34%. At this point, the developer has really made no attempt to comply with any of the Taney County's road standards, whether those standards are from today or from 1993. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves appeal request number 2016-2A, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, the stop work order, if this was approved, would for all on, issued for all ongoing road construction activities within the Emerald Point subdivision, shall be released in writing by the planning administrator. Second, the applicant shall submit engineering construction plans for the streets and storm sewers within Phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision to the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Third, once the engineering construction plans have been reviewed and approved by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the applicant shall submit an itemized cost estimate for the improvements in question to the Taney County Planning and to the Taney County Planning Department office. Four, once the itemized cost estimate has been reviewed and approved by the Planning Department office in conjunction with the Road and Bridge Department, the applicant shall then submit a performance bond from a qualified insurance or bonding company, an irrevocable letter of credit from a certified lending institution, or cash bond in an amount sufficient to pay the estimated cost of the required improvements plus 10%. Fifth, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And sixth, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've got just a brief video. And basically, in this instance, we didn't drive all the roadways. I thought that was going to be a little lengthy, but I just wanted to drive a few of these roadways. I thought it was the best way to present give you a visual presentation of the roadways in question. One thing you might make note of is we've got flat curbs, and so from my understanding, there's really In speaking with the Road and Bridge Administrator, we really don't even have adequate space for any type of road base. You really would only have adequate space for, from my understanding, a layer of asphalt, essentially, on the surface that's currently there. And like I said, we didn't do a didn't want to show the whole all of the roadways, I just for sake of time. And that's all the staff has at this point.
Thank you. Ken Bell, you've signed with speak.
I'm a member of an informal five-member Roads and Infrastructure Committee representing the Emerald Point homeowners. The committee was formed last March as a result of an overall general homeowner meeting, and the committee was formed because the developer has not resolved many issues relating to the roads and infrastructure of the other existing phases within Emerald Point. I realize the subject of this hearing is road construction in Phase 12. However, I'd like to share with you a brief summary of our committee's interactions with the developer regarding the roads and infrastructure for all of Emerald Point. Shortly after we formed last March, we requested a meeting with Mr. Naher, the developer. Our purpose in requesting this meeting was to discuss our existing roads, which are in disrepair and disrepair to the extreme, I might add, and have never had the final 2-inch top coat installed. When we arrived for the meeting, we discovered that the developer had a totally different agenda. He told us that he had his attorney on standby via conference call to hand over all POA responsibilities to the homeowners. He stated that he wished to get out from under the responsibilities of Emerald Point as soon as possible. We explained that our purpose for the meeting was to get our existing roads repaired and discuss when the final 2-inch top coat would be applied. He acknowledged that it was his obligation to fulfill, but it would not happen because he does not have the money to do the promised work. The developer restated his desire to turn over all Emerald Point POA responsibilities to the homeowners. And we responded with our bottom line, which is, the Emerald Point homeowners will not consider accepting POA responsibility until all lots within Emerald Point, within the Emerald Point development, are builder ready. This includes sewage systems, roads, drainage, water, power, fire hydrants, and other utilities that are certified by the county. Roads in all phases must be satisfactorily repaired, drainage systems installed or improved, and the final 2-inch top coat installed using best practices and standards. Homeowners in the existing phases had been waiting for many years for the promised repairs and top coat to be completed, but absolutely nothing has happened. The developer responded that this is not going to happen and ended the meeting at that point stating that there was nothing more to discuss. Now this takes us to phase 12. I have to say that when the construction of the roads began, we called phase 12 the ski slopes. They're extremely, extremely steep. It was clear to us that in winter conditions, first responders most likely could not get into or out of that area, at least not in a timely manner. As you heard, the roads are impossibly steep. I've driven the area in my four-wheel drive vehicle more than once, and the words that come immediately to mind are dangerous and substandard. And when I say substandard, I'm talking about the existing work they've done so far. The asphalt that they have put down has collapsed, crumbled, fallen apart. It's been washed out. It's a mess. As homeowners, we are also aware that the developer is engaging in this construction activity without providing the protection of a surety or performance guarantee bond. I would suggest to the board that may be one of the reasons that we have unresolved developer obligations in the other phases of the development, no bond in place. Finally, as homeowners, we're not willing to accept the responsibility of the POA and all of its unfulfilled developer obligations and potential liabilities. To be sure, the liabilities are significant when it comes to phase 12. These liabilities not only have the potential to impact the homeowners, but the county, the developer, and his subcontractors could be the primary focus of any legal actions that property owners and future homeowners may take who have purchased lots in this phase. We are particularly concerned with the life safety issues that the proposed roads may cause. So as homeowners, we are well aware that developer would like to wash his hands of the situation, which would leave us holding the bag. We are victims of circumstances, and we don't want circumstances to become homeowner liabilities. Therefore, we urge the board to uphold the county's position in this manner, especially when it comes to a performance guarantee bond that encompasses the entire development, because that's our only line of defense. So, thanks for listening to me.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Mike Moss?
I think Ken covered everything. Thank you.
Steve, is it Trough?
I was hoping to hear the appeal representative speak first, but I just want to say, from my perspective as a resident, and that's all I am, at Emerald Point, my understanding is that the work to date meets no Taney County or Missouri standards for road construction. That's the first point. Secondly, the developer has not met his legal obligation to provide an acceptable form of security ensuring proper road, sewer, and utility obligations are completed, not just in this section, but in all the other sections of the development. And this requirement has to be met by law prior to any infrastructure work, excellent or otherwise. And I want to thank Bob Atchley and Randy Hayes for their efforts to enforce the county regulations and the Missouri law and protect the safety of our residents. Finally, I'd ask the board to reject this appeal and enforce the obtaining of a bond to ensure that this work can get done so that residents aren't left holding the bag, or and also that the work would be done in a timely manner. I note that something that I was looking at online here, it's a summary of Taney County road standards. I think the intent normally is that the developer would already put all this infrastructure in before he gets to sell the property on the plan.